just one halakha in the laws of minyan. Halakha says that for a minyan to be considered a minyan, you need to have the 10 adults in one room. They cannot have 9 in one room and one guy in another room, even though they can see each other, but since they're not in the same domain, so you cannot be mistaref them. So the question is, let's say you have 10 guys in minyan, no problem, and you have somebody else outside in a different room, but he can hear them. So is he allowed to answer, let's say, the Kaddish from the other room if he hears it, even though he's in a place where there's no minyan itself, but he's answering it from a place that has a minyan? So the halakha says that it's permissible. The Shulchan Aruch actually in Siman Nun Hei Halakha Chaf, Hayu Asara Bimkom Mechad Omnim Kaddish Uktusha, 10 people are saying Kaddish Uktusha, Afilu Mishienu Emmahem Yachod La'anot, even someone that's not there can answer, as long as there's nothing separating them. For example, Shulchan Aruch says dirt or garbage or things like that, which makes a clear separation. The question we have today is true the people on the outside, let's say, can answer, no problem, but are they considered praying with a minyan? Which means you can't use them for the minyan, granted. They can answer. Now we want to push it and say, can we even consider them as praying b'tzibur? If they prayed, let's say, in the outer room, the minyan had 35 people inside, so they're good without these people, and they heard the Kaddish and the Barichu, and they prayed Amidah at the same time. So this is actually discussed in Hakam David's Halakha Berura. He brings it on Chelek Dalid on page Kofpeh in Halakha Memvav, where he says, even though we learned already to count them as part of the minyan, they don't have to be in the same room. The guys on the outside are not mitzaref. No problem. That's Shulchan Aruch. ויש אומרים שהעומד מחוץ לבית הכנסת ומתפלל עם הציבור כגון שנמצא בחדר הסמוך, let's say he's in the adjacent room for example, ורואה את הציבור, and he can see the ציבור, you know, from where he is, אף על פי שאין באותו חדר שנמצא שם עשרה, even though where he's standing, he doesn't have 10 people, מקום מקום נחשבת תפילתו לתפילה בציבור. It's counted as if he prayed with a ציבור. And some want to go even further and say, even if he can't see the Sibud from where he is, I mean, he's blocked, let's say, by a beam or a window that's closed, and he can't see, but some want to say it's still considered Tefillah B'Sibud. In the notes over there, it seems it's being based on an opinion of the Radbaz, and it's brought down this Radbaz in the Chidah, the Birkei Yosef Siman Sad, Yisif Katavad, and Mahazik Beracha, in Sif Katan He, and as well as Siman Nun He, Sif Katan Tet, that they want to make this Hiluk. So again, that's a big Hiddush, whereas sometimes you have situations where there's a Minyan, and then there's guys that are outside, or outside the proper Minyan itself. Of course, it cannot be part of the Minyan per se to be one of the 10, but if that's where they are, especially if they can see the Minyan itself, and they're praying, you know, in sync with the Minyan that's inside, would be considered as if they were praying at least with a sibur.